The Gift of the Magi.
Chapter 1. The Apartment. Tomorrow is Christmas Day, and Della is counting her money. It doesn't take her long because she only has $1.87. There is no more money in the house. There are a lot of coins, but no bills. Della always saves her money. She tries to buy things from the butcher that cost less. She also looks for fruit and vegetables in shops that cost less. This is how she saves all the pennies she has. Della is sad and starts to cry. What can she do? She only has $1.87. That's all. She lies down on the couch and cries more. There is nothing she can do to get more money. Della and her husband are poor. Della's husband used to earn $30 a month. Now he only earns $20. $20 is not a lot of money. It isn't enough for all the things they need to pay for. The few things they need cost more than before. Now, Della only has $1.87 for Christmas. She wants to buy a present for her husband. But $1.87 is not a lot of money and not enough to buy a present. She thinks, "What can I do? Maybe I can sell something in the apartment." Their apartment is small. They pay only $8 a week for it. There are a few tables and chairs in the apartment. There is also a big mirror in the bedroom, which Della uses all the time. By the front door of the building, there is a mailbox. Della and her husband never get any letters. There is also a doorbell, which is never used and doesn't work. Visitors never come to see Della and her husband. Della stands up and goes to the window. She is sad and looks at the gray backyard behind the apartment. A gray cat walks slowly across the backyard. She stops crying and goes to the mirror to look at herself. She has a hat on. Della takes off the hat and her hair falls down. She has very long hair.